So with great joy, we rejoice in the knowledge that God has not left us to perish in our sins, but has sent the Son, God in flesh appearing, to reconcile us to himself, the gift of gifts, sending us his Son. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
I'm so glad you're here this morning, and I want to let the ushers know that there is the front pew is right here open, and I do not ask questions when I preach, so you can sit over there. Remember when you went to school, the first was the bad, they asked all the questions. Also, I want you and your home to pray for Romulo Noriel, one of our men who came when the church was about 2 years old, 18 years ago, 28 years ago, and is in the hospital, have been in many occasions in the hospital. This one is serious, and so keep in your home in prayer for our wonderful man, Romulo Noriel. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come with joy to worship you in celebration of Jesus' birth. Forgive our sins that this joy may be pure. Receive our praise and adoration, and that you may be blessed by our worship service. And speak to us through your word that we may hear your guidance for our own life. Receive our offerings as a sign of adoration and love for your church. Bless the offering and bless the giver in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. walk in the darkness, on them a light shall shine. Those who live in the shadow of death shall be filled with joy. And unto them shall a child be born, heaven's gift of
generations in a world of darkness, with little hope for a bright tomorrow. It was to the people of Israel, in God's perfect timing, that the promise of the Messiah came to be fulfilled. These were the people walking in darkness, upon whom the light of God eventually did shine. Behold, a young couple chosen by God to be the earthly parents of the Messiah. They embark upon a journey to Bethlehem, heeding a decree by Caesar Augustus to return to their ancestral home for a census. Shortly after Joseph and Mary's arrival in Bethlehem, the time came for the baby to be born. There, in a lowly stable, Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger bed because there had been no room for them in the inn. Behold, the stillness of an ordinary night, where Judean shepherds are keeping watch over their flocks of sheep. In an instant, this ordinary night becomes like none other they have ever experienced. The quiet, starlit night was suddenly filled with heaven's light as an angel appeared to them bringing words of comfort and joy. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Suddenly the sky was filled with a heavenly host of angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill to all." The dramatic event witnessed by humble shepherds as the power of God turned an ordinary evening into the holiest of nights when Christ was born. The angel of the Lord told the shepherds that the infant Savior was in the city of David. There they would find him wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. After the angels left, they said to one another, "We must go and see this wonderful thing which the Lord has revealed to us." So they left their flocks of sheep and they hurried to Bethlehem. There they found Mary, Joseph, and the newborn baby who was lying in a manger. Of settings for the Son of God to enter the world. A barren cattle stall, two young parents basking in a miraculous birth, and the newborn Christ child lying in a manger bed. The shepherds, upon seeing the amazing sight, gave witness to what they had experienced on this holiest of nights. They returned to their flocks of sheep, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. Mary, the young maid, hand chosen by God to birth this son, treasured all of these things as she pondered them in her heart.
Thank you. Judea during the reign of King Herod, there were magi who came from the east to Jerusalem.
They asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." King Herod was disturbed at the news. He called for the Magi, asking them the exact time the star had appeared. He then sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make careful search for the child. When you find him, bring me word that I too may go and worship him." Behold, the star that goes before the Magi, leading them to the very location of the Holy Child. There they find Jesus with his mother Mary. They kneel in worship and joyous gratitude, offering gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the very beginning. This Word was Jesus, and through him all things were made. In him was life, and that life was the light for all people. In this day of worship, we are reminded that the star which once shone over Bethlehem still shines in the hearts of those who seek the warmth of God's embrace. The brilliance of God's light still illumines the path to the loving Savior. The one who called himself the light of the world shines as the everlasting morning star. Like shepherds and magi of old, we kneel in worship before him. Behold the Lamb of God, the eternal beacon of hope, who takes away the sin of the world.
Today to light the way, come on.
Scripture, what the scripture has to say about the Lord Jesus.